We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Halfway home on a Tuesday evening, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here as we're watching the Braves just getting after it. Boy, they are just putting it on the Dodgers. 7-0 now. Watch this. Watch Markakis. It's bases loaded, two out, Cakes is up, which means bad news for the LA Dodgers. By the way, Alex Wood is pitching for the Dodgers. Remember him? Yes, he was actually on the Atlanta Braves at one time. Remember, that was part of that trade. The Hector Olivero trade, right? Isn't that when that part? Who was the other guy that came over from the Dodgers, though? Oh gosh, I'm trying to remember who the other. I thought there was an outfielder that was involved in that. Why am I drawing a blank on that? But that was the Hector Olivero trade. Was Alex Wood was part of all of that? So. Braves are rolling right along, 7-0, top of the seventh, two outs, bases loaded for Nick Markakis. Zach Bird and Paco Rodriguez. He was a pitcher, Paco Rodriguez. Okay. All right. By the way, 404-741-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We ask you to download the radio.com app to your device because, well, we know you're not in the car. Listening as often as what you were. How do you listen to the station and the show? Simple. Best way to do it is on the radio.com app. Of course, when they need Markakis to drive in some runs, you know, he can't actually drive in a run. Still no RBI in the entire postseason and left three men on base. But it's been a good night for him. He's been on base twice. Take your device, that smartphone, Lexus speakers, tablet, Commodore 64, Swatch Watch, Coleco, and television, Palm Pilot. I don't know what your device is, Light Bright. I don't know what your device is. Just download it onto something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us there. It's always the best way to be a part of the show. Do it through our personal Twitter handles. Reach me. It's at JMCH316. That, of course, your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody out there. He's in Midtown producing the show at JarvisD90. So lots of good stuff here. This is our night look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is our Falcons flyover. So the Falcons have had their second player that has been put on the COVID during the regular season here, that has been put on the COVID-19 list. That, of course, Marlon Davidson, the second round pick. So the Braves, or sorry, Braves, the Falcons first round pick has been put on the COVID-19 list. Remember, he missed a couple of weeks, A.J. Terrell. Now the Falcons' second-round pick in Marlon Davidson is on the COVID-19 list as well. So my guess is, boy, it's been a rough season for Tyler Davidson. That's for sure. Or Tyler Davidson. For Marlon Davidson. Not Tyler Davidson, but Marlon Davidson. So been a rough year so far for him, but he is now on the COVID list, so I would expect a couple of weeks that he will miss because of all that. Now, one of the things in the fallout to all of this stuff with the Atlanta Falcons, general manager and coach let go, and I guess I didn't realize this yesterday, was that special teams coordinator Ben Kotwika, of course, the complete gaffe earlier in the year, with the Dallas Cowboys, where guys stood around and watched the football. He was in his second year with the team. He had spent 5 years in Washington with the Redskins, was fired as part of several organizational moves on Monday. And I did not realize that he had gotten let go as part of all this till I read the story this morning, and I was like, oh, he had gotten let go as well. So as of right now, here's how you look. You've got Raheem Morris as the interim head coach, Dirk Cutter is the OC, Jeff Albrick is the defensive coordinator, and Bernie Parmalee is the special teams coach. So as of right now, he was the only he was the only coach that was let go. Listen, that's fine. They all got to go. I mean, with all due respect, Raheem Morris, you know, Cutter, all those guys will go. I mean, let's put it this way. I don't think that this is as much of an audition for Raheem Morris to get the head coaching job, but I do think this could be an audition to see if Jeff Albrick gets the defense job. He's like the babe, the boy. He's the hot name. He's the name everybody loves, and the team loves him in this, that, and the other. But if this defense doesn't get better, then sorry, he's got to go too. Sorry. This whole thing isn't working. So unless you show me real marked improvement in how this defense plays, then he's got to go. But I think more than Raheem Morris auditioning for the head coaching job, I think is Jeff Albrick auditioning for a potential defensive coordinator job. That maybe a coach that comes in, looks internally and says, okay, here's a guy who's been here and their defense got better and this, that, and the other. I'm not saying it will, but it's just, it's one of those things. So, but Ben Kotwika is officially gone. That'll help things out. Now we'll be a lot better with it all, right? All right. The interim head coach today spoke for the Atlanta Falcons, Raheem Morris. Let's start with Raheem Morris talking about being able to prove he can be the head coach of this team.
I got 11 games guaranteed to do that. And as a coach, fortunately for us, we focus one game at a time. So our job is to go out and win one game and go 1-0 for the next 11 weeks. So I am completely focused on the Minnesota Vikings and how to get our win versus the Minnesota Vikings this week, because the Minnesota Vikings don't care about me going 11-0. They care about trying to get a win against us, and we're trying to get a win against them, period. That's it.
All right. If we're playing that game, who's the a-hole that Chuck Reed usually always wins? I think I'm pretty much undefeated on being the a-hole. Why is Raheem Morris guaranteed 11 games? So what happens if, just for craps and giggles, what if they go 0-5 or 0-6 in their next 5-6 games? So he gets a chance to go 0-11 too? I understand, you know, the idea of going 11-0, but what if he go? I mean, so if they're another, if they're 0-5, 0-6, is he staying around just to finish off the year, just to see how bad it can get? And I'm asking genuinely, because I thought that was kind of ballsy to say I've got 11 games guaranteed, really, on this organization. The only thing that should be guaranteed is nothing is guaranteed. And I'm serious. It's time to completely change the organization. They have to revamp everything. Everything. Their drafting, their scouting, their personnel, their coaching, their philosophy, their identity, their playing personality, everything. Everything has to change. So, with all due respect, why is he guaranteed 11 games? Because they don't want to put another guy in there? If he's 0-5, 0-6, I'm getting rid of him too, if I'm Arthur, and I'm saying, this is not acceptable. Have some balls. Be big balls Willie if it goes bad. It's easy to keep him around when things go well. But if it wasn't good enough for the last guy, why should it be good enough for anybody else if they go 0-5, 0-6? All right, here's Raheem Morris on how the last 48 hours have been for him.
You're the head coach and you take over, and you got to do different things. And you got to find a way to get people directed, get back to the winning ways, direct the efforts, get all the things that we need to get done the right way to get people together. So it's been a whirlwind. It's been bittersweet. But at this point now, we're shifted our focus, and now we're focused on Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's all you can do. I mean, he knows he's in a bad situation. And listen, I don't care. We've had guys on, and I've heard guys talk, and this, that, and the other. You know, you try to tune all that out. You know, we talked to D-Led about it, and this, that, and the other. You can't walk down the street and not have people hating on the Falcons right now. And Dan Quinn was public enemy number one as far as coaches go. Dirk Cutter is public enemy number two. But, you know, he's public enemy number three. Certainly nobody is in love with the job Raheem Morris has done as defensive coordinator for this team. Nobody can go out there and say that they've been thrilled with what they get or, you know, they've overachieved. I know they've had injuries, and I understand that. But it's not like they've overachieved. It's not like, you know, they've had guys just step up and get it done. No, it's been dreadful. And they trot the same guys out. That's my thing, is they trot the same guys out there every week. Start them every week. Are you telling me that Raheem Morris watches the same tape as Dan Quinn and says, boy, 26 should be our starter? We got to start that guy. That guy needs to be on the field. Anyway, here's Raheem Morris on how they're going to get things turned around.
The only way I'd have to do that is to go out and force my will on my opponent. And my opponent is whatever it is at the time. Right now, it's finding a way to practice better, finding a way to get to Minnesota, and it's having a singular focus on winning the next game. And that's what we got to go out and do as a coaching staff. That's what we got to go out and do as an organization. That's what we got to go out and do all together.
All right, fine. I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, he's in a tough situation. You know, he's got a talented team. Can they beat Minnesota? Yeah. I mean, outside of Kansas City, they legitimately can beat anybody on their schedule. It's not like they're running into all these juggernauts in the NFL. Can they beat the Saints? Yeah. Can they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Yeah. Yeah, they can beat those teams. Will they? That's another question. That's a totally different question, is will they beat those teams? All right, here's Raheem Morris on why he chose Bernie Parmalee as a special teams coach.
Everything in this business is about new perspective. You know, I got a little bit of experience and new perspective from last year. You know, moving over from offense, going to the defense, getting a new set of eyes on something, looking at it, having the ability to get some new success, some newfound success, was good for us at the end of the last year. And now moving to the head coach role, you know, getting a new set of eyes on it, some new things, a lot of similar type things you want to do. There's no different than that than in your special team unit and what Bernie can bring and what Merrick can bring and what those guys have the ability to do together. I look forward to watching it.
With all due respect, can you coach them worse than what they were on that play? I mean, it's not like the bar has been set really high for improvement in special teams play. If you have like a sheet that has an evaluation on it, okay, and you say, you know, there's a box here that says, you know, improvement on special teams coverage. Well, that's not a real hard box to check given what we saw, you know, a few weeks ago with the Cowboys, right? It's not like that there's a real high threshold to come back and have to fix. I mean, good Lord. That's fine. Whatever. I mean, I'm so uninspired by the whole thing right now. I really am. I'm so uninspired by this season. Right, wrong, or indifferent, I'm just, meh. I'll watch every game. I'm a Falcons fan through and through. I don't care if they go 0-16. I'll watch every game. I'll get on Twitter. I'll make funny, entertaining, amusing, informative, insightful tweets that many of you will like. And we'll continue to roll. And more people will follow me. And we'll have fun with it. And we'll you know, bask in our misery, or we'll gloat about our accomplishments together. But I am totally meh and totally uninspired by everything. I was joking with Harper. Bring Jerry Glanville back. Bring Jerry in here. Let him run special teams or defensive. Just bring Jerry in here. Let's get some personality. Bring him in. Wear sunglasses, all black, belt buckle. Bring Jerry in. Why not? Why not make the thing a gimmick? At least entertain people. Make it a gimmick. Make it doink or fake razor. How many people are they going to have at the game? They had like 6,700. How many people are going to be there for this week? All right, here very quickly, why he chose Jeff Ulbrich as a coordinator.
He's able to coordinate those things in that room. So it's a very comfortable move for us. It's very comfortable between me and him. We're very tied together on what we want to do and how we want to do it. We've worked that way at the end of last year, worked that way at the beginning of this year, and we'll continue to do those roles together.
I mean, with all due respect, what was he going to do? Go outside the organization and go hire a defensive coordinator or what? He acts like you know, he was going to go hire somebody. Am I being a jerk about that? But he's acting like he was going to go find him the next DC for the team. No, you got the guy there. Just promote him, be done. Good Lord. All right, when we get back, it'll be time for That's Life. We got a top 10 list tonight as we're watching the Dodgers. Top 10 least favorite baseball players for us. We'll talk about that next. Chuck We Show. Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the John Chuckery Show. 9:22 on this Tuesday evening. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Don't forget the radio.com app is how you listen to the radio station when you're outside the vehicle. Social media is at 929 The Game. Hit me up at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. Watching Braves baseball, and I had to run to the bathroom, but Bellinger hits Bellinger or Seager? Who hit the three-run homer, Jarvis? Seager hits the three-run homer. 7-3 now as the... They try to come back. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's still a 4-run lead. I'm not real worried about all of this out there. So, but we'll keep you up to date of everything that's going on with it. So, all right, couple things to get into here. I got punched in the face today on the market. Boy, Jarvis, I don't know if you saw Carnival. Whatever reason, Carnival was down like 9% or 8.7% or something. They took a big hit today. Delta took a big hit today. So, you know, it's like my whole portfolio lives and dies by risky stocks like Delta, Boeing, and Carnival. I say it all the time. And I've actually been selling off a few things. Daddy needs a little bit of cash to pay a few things. You know, Daddy was out of work for a while there and back at it now. But, you know, so I've had to sell a few things. But, you know, I've still got, you know, luckily still have some things that are over 100%. I don't know if Jarvis, if you've seen that EVRI lately, but it dropped today, but I'm at, I think it's 118% now on that stock. I mean, that thing has been just rolling along, and we talked about that a few months ago, that as these casinos open, they're one of the leaders of all the video gaming technology and stuff like that for casinos that they were going to take off. And you know, I bought them for, I think it was like $4.50. I think I bought them like for $4.60 a share, and I forget. It's like 9:35, 9:40 or something like that a share right now. And that was after today. I think was even down a little bit today. So you know, listen, they're projecting that next year could be a rough year on the market. We'll see. I mean, but they're projecting that next year. So if you're, you know, they're saying that there could be another drop that would be a great opportunity to buy. But we'll see. I will keep my eyes open and watch through the whole thing. Now, John Freaky, I guess, talked about this story that's making the news rounds earlier today. Jarvis, did you see this video of this jogger in Utah that the mountain lion mother was following him down the path after he got too close to her cubs and stuff like that? Did you see that story?
No, I missed that one.
So this guy in Utah in one of these natural parks was jogging along, you know, it's all like a gravel dirt road. And I guess he came up sort of close to where a mountain lion was protecting her cubs, a female mountain lion was protecting her cubs. and the mountain lion didn't chase him down, but followed him. And it's like a 6-minute long video of the mountain lion walking with him. He's walking, he's facing the mountain lion, so he's walking backward the whole way, filming it with his camera. And there's a lot to get into with it. The mountain lion actually tries to scare him several times by, like, hissing and flapping its arms. The mountain lion never just took off and chased after him. She was just protecting her territory, you know. And he's, I don't know. Let me put it this way, okay? I was really rooting for the mountain lion. I really wanted to see the mountain lion go take a bite out of the guy's leg. And I'm being dead serious about it. And you can hate me for it. I don't care. The whole thing. First of all, why does everybody feel the need to have to video everything? Honestly, is that really what's important at that moment, is making sure that you get a YouTube video out of it? And I don't think the mountain lion ever had any intention of attacking him. Because let me put it this way. You're on the mountain lion's turf. If the mountain lion wanted to win, the mountain lion would win. Got it? I mean, that's how this thing works. So, I don't think it ever, it was just trying to protect its cubs. But he's over there. The guy himself is like hissing at the thing. Dude, you pick up a rock and you throw it. And he finally did, after 6 minutes, picked up a rock and threw it. And that's when the mountain lion went away. Stand up. You have to be the aggressor on that. Bears are supposed to kind of freeze, but on something like the mountain lion, you got to be more the aggressor. And I understand that's an easy situation, but my thing is, why do you feel the need to have to video that stuff? If you really feel like your life is threatened and endangered by a mountain lion, why is the first inclination to have a video camera? I don't really understand that. I don't get that whole thing about it, but that's where we're at in society. All right, top 10 tonight. Jarvis, top 10 least favorite baseball players of all time. Your list, please.
All right, so my list consists of a lot of players that play for the same team, and I think you'll understand why once I go through all of them.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to start off with Joe Carter. He's a likable guy, but I didn't like him because he played for the Toronto Blue Jays, and we all know how that went down. Jose Canseco, I think he's a attention whore. Not really a big fan of that dude. Bryce Harper, I just don't like him. He just has a punchable face.
Wow.
Never really liked Andy. I absolutely despise Andy Van Slyke. I don't know about you. For the Pittsburgh Pirates back in the day,
wow, okay.
I did not like that dude. God rest his soul, but Kirby Puckett. He played for the Twins, man. I just couldn't. I don't. Yeah, I just.
Well, to be fair, you know, it turned out he had some issues.
Oh yeah, he too, definitely, you know, had a lot of issues.
Yeah. It turned out that he had some issues.
Yeah, he definitely had some issues for sure. John Olerud, I didn't like him because he used to wear the batting helmet in the field. I was like, what are you doing, dude? Like. Just didn't really like him. Kurt Schilling. I don't think I have to explain that one. Lenny Dykstra. Also, John Kruk. And last but not least, Darren Dalton. I didn't absolutely despise that guy. You know, I got a lot of Phillies on my list, by the way. Damn. Wow.
Well, there's specific reasons why you don't like guys that tie into who your favorite team is or this, that, and the other. Like, mine is also going to have some consistency to it as well. By the way, we didn't have, as I look on this list, we didn't have any players that overlapped on our list.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've got on my list Jose Urena.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. F him. F him. Okay. You know.
Tell us how you really feel, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, he can go fly a kite, you know. So Ryan Braun, and I don't like Braun because of the way he handled the whole thing, throwing the guy under the bus and all that kind of stuff. I mean, if you did roids, man up and say you did roids. I did roids, I manned up, I did roids. Just man up and say it. Just man up and say it. So, I don't like him. You know, and it's a shame because he was a very good player for a few years. Now here comes the run. Well, let me before I get the run on a lot of guys from the same team. Craig Counsell. I got so tired of hearing about this guy and Mr. Utility Guy, and of course he played for the Marlins and beat the Indians. He played for the Diamondbacks, beat the Braves. I mean, you know what? Screw him too. You know, screw him. And you know, he's you know, the utility guy and the spark plug, and he's an overachiever. You know what I mean? He's the white guy wide receiver is what Craig Counsell was. Yeah, that's what he was. Let's get to the run. So, a lot of similarity here. Johnny Damon, F him.
Ooh.
Mo Vaughn.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
F him.
You like Mo Vaughn?
Oh, F Mo Vaughn. He stole the MVP from Albert Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Albert Bell. And it's not his fault, but still, F him. F him. He should have. If Mo Vaughn had any guts or class, he'd have said, I know I don't deserve this. Here you go, Albert Bell, and handed him the trophy. So, F him. Really F these guys. Well, let me see. Now, let me get to my, before I get to my real F you list. Mike Greenwell, who just shut the F up about you should have the MVP trophy given to you because Canseco did steroids and cheated. F you. There was no rules. F you, Mike Greenwell. Okay, you don't deserve the MVP. Canseco was 40-40 and he won it. He was the better player, so F you. This is the real F you list. David Ortiz. I loathe David Ortiz. He is the biggest phony in baseball. What a phony. I loathe him. Loathe David Ortiz. What a phony. Boy, when he was questioned about his steroid use, all of a sudden it was no habla inglés for him. F you, okay? A-Rod. A-Rod was a total punk as a player on the field. He had about four or five instances, whether it was slapping a Casey Kochman's glove, whether it was yelling at infielders on a pop fly rounding second. He had about four or five on-field incidences where he was a total punk. So F him. And these are my top two FUs, okay? Ready? Number two, well, truthfully, David Ross probably goes three. But David Ross, F you, David Ross. Remember him, the former Braves catcher, Cubs catcher,
yeah,
and all that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know why he gets an F you? Because he said it was so unfair that Nelson Cruz, who served his suspension for steroid use, he served a 60-game suspension under the rules, he said should not have been allowed to be in the playoffs because he had tested positive, even though he had served his suspension and it was past him. He says he shouldn't play in the playoffs when they went up against the Red Sox when he's playing with the Orioles. Meanwhile, David Ross is playing for the biggest bunch of cheaters that there were in the Red Sox. And he's critiquing somebody else cheating on an organization that we know now was not only cheating, you know, behind the scenes, but they were a bunch of steroid heads too. Bronson Arroyo's quote, I could not have passed any test MLB gave me, unquote. That was his quote. Plus Manny, Ortiz, Damon, all of them. F you, David Ross. And number one, and I don't have time to get into this, but Chuck Knobloch. I want to fight Chuck Knobloch. I want to fight. And it's not for the reasons you think, but it's because the Indians really wanted him in 97, and he said, nope, I'm going to sign an extension with the Twins, and I'm happy and all this, and I love them for drafting me. And then 3 months later, wants to be traded. And the Indians needed a second baseman desperately that year. F you, I, and it goes deeper than that, I legitimately would fight Chuck Knobloch. Like, he's the one guy that I hate, that I would like to fight him. And he ended up at the Yankees that year, too. He got traded to the New York Yankees. I would fight Chuck Knobloch, legitimately. Like, him and I would come to blows. What if two men enter, one man leaves. There you go. All right, when we get back, Josh Alper from ProFootballTalk.com joined me earlier in the show. Got some thoughts about the Falcons' potential head coaches and GMs. We'll hear all that next. Chuck Wischow hanging out with you on Sports Radio 910 The Game on the Radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.